All right, I think that's on. Check, check.
We got to talk about Bowie, too.
All right, we'll come out right under the gate. Time Bowie. Is limited. Bowie talk on the Megacast.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Peter Smith
Bowie.
And Steve Mix.
And Bowie.
You are now entering
Bowie.
The Megacast.
Bowie, what's up, Ted?
All right, here's the deal. I don't know if you heard me talking about this yesterday. I'm in a bar Saturday in your neck of the woods.
Puyallup represent.
Yeah. And it's Steve. I'd had a busy day. It's like, 4:30, right? Game's on. So this is like, I'm half a beer in.
Okay.
Right? It's not like a Saturday where I've been like having some brews throughout the day. Half a beer in. And this woman next to me, she's attractive, starts talking to the bartender and to the guy at the end of the bar and like, they're BSing. They start crapping on Bowie.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
No. And then she's like, I don't even like. Yeah. Then they tried to say like he's part of like it's the Fremont Troll. But I think they were just trying to cover up. That's a bad mascot. This and that. Right. And I'm there with somebody else. But I can't let it go.
I am fuming.
I am so mad.
This false narrative that she's trying to put out there about Bowie.
About Bowie. So finally, I just say, hey, I got it. I go, he is actually named after that. And they like put some thought into this. And I go, plus he's got a beard going for it's gotten longer in the second round. And then I take a sip of my beer and I go, I just can't sit here for this Bowie slander.
I'm with you, man. Stupid thing that like, all right, oh, they said he's related to the Fremont Troll to cover up a bad mistake.
But come on,
that was like part of the story the moment he came out that he was related to the Fremont Troll,
right?
Like that was all intentional, you idiot.
And granted, they were just joking around, having fun.
Oh, that's not funny.
I was like, I'm not letting this go.
No, that's not a joke.
Bowie's a god.
Yes, Bowie is the reason why we made it to the second round of the playoffs.
Did you see MCTP from the podcast got a picture with Fuego?
Fuego's a pretty awesome mascot for the Coachella Valley Firebirds.
Correct.
Yeah.
And the T-Birds are on fire. This whole organization's on fire.
This is a hockey city, man. Well, including Indio, California. But this is a hockey town. Yeah, T-Birds are two wins away from winning the championship.
I think that game's actually, is it on? Is there another game Fox. On tonight on Fox Plus or whatever?
I think so.
Fox 13 Plus?
I'm pretty sure. So right. they're up 2-1 in the series.
All right.
And they have 2 games now left at home before they go back to Winnipeg because they're doing 2-3-2. Probably right. Because it's junior hockey and they don't want to waste all that travel time.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Them. Yeah, man. They're like, guys, we're a junior hockey team. We don't have a private jet and we have to go to Winnipeg.
The NBA used to do 2-3-2. Did the NHL?
NHL does not. I don't know if they ever did.
Did they ever?
I think they might have.
All right.
I know baseball, I think, does it sometimes.
They're probably, yeah, I think they, it's hard because they always switch it back up. I do like the 2-2-1-1-1.
I think that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you give the underdog team 3 in a row. I don't think that's necessarily a home team advantage for the other team.
No, and also it's hard to win in 5 games.
Yes.
So, like, at least having game 6 at home, you have a chance.
I just like the way it works with it. It's 2-2-1-1-1. But anyways, yeah, Friday night, if they win tonight, the T-Birds, Friday night could be the clincher for them to win the championship, which is pretty freaking cool.
In Winnipeg?
No, it would be here.
Oh, it would be here?
Sure, where? If they don't win, then they go back for 2 in Winnipeg.
All right.
And they would have to, unfortunately, win it in Winnipeg. I'm kidding. I don't
know anything about Winnipeg other than it sucks.
Yeah. And it has Chris Jericho and Kenny Omega from there.
Were we talking crap on Winnipeg earlier this year?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't remember anything we do because the other morning someone called in and said that you jokingly predicted that the Stars were going to go far in the NHL playoffs. And it's like, I was listening to the Megacast and Ted said that the Stars were going to do well and you laughed at him. And I was like, what?
Oh, hockey guy Ted.
Hockey guy Ted knows more than me and the people at the bar who want to just crap all over Bowie.
Ted Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
For those listening real quick, we're going to try and see if we can have more commercials than actual time doing a podcast. We started late, so apologies if we have a lot of commercials and not a lot of talk.
I'm changing my Ted Talk.
Yeah.
I'm going full villain on this one.
Let's go. Heel mode.
You know what? take their power. Sure, Steve Miggs plays hockey.
Yeah.
Sure, he's the hockey expert.
Yeah.
Steal his power on a podcast you're on with him, and you become the hockey guy. Be Maybe attention. Your buddy's the funny guy. You have better jokes. Somebody's an arm wrestler. You beat him.
Yeah.
Take their power.
Take the power. Take the power back.
Even if it doesn't belong to you.
I'll steal their power.
Yeah, they got a cute dog. You steal it.
You take it. They have a funny joke. You say it to a larger group of people.
Yeah.
And then accuse them of taking your joke.
Yeah, exactly. I'll tell you what else. You buy the first round, and then you keep demanding they buy rounds. But you've only paid for one.
Yeah, they bought the next four.
Yeah.
Because they drunker to get them, or they forget you haven't bought one since the first round.
Yeah, exactly. Have them play credit card roulette the wrong way, so they have to pay.
Wait a minute, I did that.
This was all set up for Hockey Ted.
Son of a bitch. Speaking of stealing the power... There's a
steal
guy.
Steal their power. That's our TikTok.
Yeah, steal the power. There's a guy who listened to you.
All right.
He stole the verified gimmick.
Are you serious?
Have I? Oh, I haven't told you that yet. There's a guy in some other town that's parading around with a verified championship.
Wow.
And I had a few people message me it, and I was like, all right. Well, you know, and my first thought was it was bound to happen. The verified thing is kind of an interesting premise, and I was actually surprised that no one else has done it sooner, you know, because it's like something that like radio
but
people...
But that was your idea.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, bragging about being verified, my idea. Then my friend Pitfall, Drew, he's the one who came up with the idea. One time he messaged me, he's like, have you ever thought about making a verified championship, kind of like the Million Dollar Man? I was like, no, but that is freaking brilliant. So then I made one. It was kind of like a cheap one, but my buddy who was a welder made it. And then my other buddy who makes championship belts as a side hustle, he's like, I can make one that's even nicer. I was like, let's go. And then it kind of built from there. This guy, he has like one of those like fantasy football cheapo like championship belts that are like,
all right,
like a blank title that gets etched in.
All right.
So he has a verified logo on it that's like cheaply etched into it.
Yeah. I wish they could see your face when you say cheaply.
It is cheap, man. It's like, if you got to do it right. And so I saw that. I'm like, you know, I'd be more upset if he did it better than me, but I'm doing it better.
What town's he in?
I don't even remember. A small town.
You should cease it instead of a cease and desist.
But then I have to act like I know that I know.
All right, that's true.
I'm trying to be above him, so I talk about it on the podcast, but I don't act like I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because I really don't care at the end of the day. The one part that, so I was like, there's a good chance he had, because some people are like, dude, he totally lifted your gimmick, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, there's a very good chance he just came up on it on his own. I'm willing to give someone the benefit of the doubt. And you know what? Have at it. I'm almost done. I'm 1 foot out the door anyway. So go ahead. Have fun with it. I don't care. Then I saw one of his promos because I was just out of curiosity. And like, I even told someone, I don't even care if he's a better wrestler or like whatever. Like that doesn't matter to me. I'm not here to like try and crap on someone, even though I'm better at being verified than him. No, I'm kidding. But his promo ends with the same catchphrase as me, because I end all my promos for the most part with, and that is verified.
So he does that. Look at your gimmick?
I think he, dude.
Should just go after him on social and be like, you paid for it.
Yeah.
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 You're not really verified.
He isn't even verified. That's the funny part. But I give him credit. Like, that's his whole shtick. Apparently, he was on a Netflix show and he's a wrestler and he's mad that he's not verified. So he proclaimed himself the verified champion because he doesn't have a check mark on social media, which is a clever way to do it.
Oh, come on.
But the end of all your
promos. My penis was on a Netflix show. Anything could be on a Netflix show.
Wait, your penis was on a Netflix show?
Yeah. Season 5 of Chubby Harry Dude's Penises.
Dude, I only
watched Steve. Not that many people watched it, honestly.
I gave up after season 4 of Chubby Harry Dude Penises, man. It was good. But they just kept dipping into the same well. The jokes got stale.
Yeah. A lot of people said the comment was a little small. The content wasn't all there.
They're very small-minded with some of the things they would say on there.
Right. Little idea. Big heads.
All right, now
an awful, weird show.
You know, dude, if Tiger King can become popular, Chubby, what is it?
Short, Chubby, Hairy Dude Penises?
Would be a hit on
Netflix.
Like,
Right. I'm like, Netflix gay. Like, I don't think women are out there searching for this. It's like you have to be into bears and be like, all right, I'm going to watch this.
I disagree. I think a lot of people would watch it. That doesn't even matter about their sexual orientation.
You don't think?
If I'm scrolling.
I just think my porn, my body type, as hairy as I am, if I was in porn, it'd have to be like bear porn.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm not watching this because it's like, you know, like too hot to handle, where it's just a show full of really attractive people. And I'm like, I don't care what they're saying. They're just really hot. I'm putting this on because I'm scrolling through Netflix trying to find something. I'm like, oh, crap. FUBAR with Arnold Schwarzenegger still isn't out. I'll keep scrolling and looking. I'm like, oh, short, chubby, hairy dude penises. I need to see what this is about. It can't be any worse than Squid Games.
And I'd wear like one of those cool masks.
My name is not Ted.
Why would I say that? Why I'm wearing a mask and I go, my name is not Ted? It's like,
I'm not Ted. Right? You definitely have never heard me on the radio, right? In Seattle. On the afternoons on the rack. Things I hate. Traveling for college football. I'm very passionate about mascots.
I would be the worst guy in a mask ever. It's like, dude, it's obviously you.
It's definitely not me.
It's definitely not me.
It's Steve Miggs. I'm making up a name. Ted Smith would never know it's Steve Miggs, but that came up.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. This is
the Ted Smith's
Wide World of Sports.
Brought to you by
Smith Family Popcorn.
I think we lost our sponsor for the show. Great
popcorn. I got big news on the sponsor. Steve, speaking of the sponsor.
Yes.
Let's say me and you and your family.
Okay. I'm very concerned where this is going based on the giggle.
We're in Cape Cod.
Yes.
Somehow we've talked to your wife, the kid, all four of us are going.
I'm positive Tatum would be in.
Tatum would love it.
Yeah.
So it's me, you, Sid, Tatum. We're walking around. We're downtown Hyannis out there on the Cape. That's like the poppin' area.
Yes. What's the weather like?
Oh, during the day, it's a crisp 85, maybe 87.
All right.
At night, we're talking low 70s with a breeze.
Can't ask for anything more.
But it's hot out there today, Steve. We've been to the beach. We've walked up and down. We got, I don't know, I would say we get clams. You guys don't eat meat. We ate some food, but we're looking around.
We had some plant-based clams with you.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm parched. The kid looks for a snack. What do we see? Smith Family Popcorn.
Nice.
But it's not just Smith Family Popcorn anymore. It's an oasis for beachgoers because now they have a beer garden.
What?
Yes. Well, they're close. They're close.
Okay. That's pretty important. That's awesome.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Your kid can have some popcorn. I don't know what Sid's going to do. Me and you could play cornhole. You can watch me drink beers. I mean, it's a whole thing.
Oh, Sid will watch us drink beers and play cornhole.
They have pretzels.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're doing a big thing over there.
So that's going to be what they do in the summers all the time now?
Yeah. I mean, they have one more legal.
Are they going to do other food besides pretzels and popcorn? Or are they going to have like
so they're like
hot dogs?
They're like stuffed pretzels.
Oh, okay.
Right? So like one's like a steak and cheese inside the pretzel. Ooh. One's like a chicken parm inside a pretzel. Some are just pretzels. I think they have one sweet one. Yeah, it's they're trying to make it like a whole like family like event center.
I love it. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that's
we were talking.
Pretty freaking cool.
Yeah. And there were some ideas they bounced off. And I try to be like let's just think about me being in this beer garden for 8 hours. That's what you got to worry about.
If anyone knows beer gardens.
Oh, it's me.
It's the Ted Smith. Right. Short, chubby dude, penis man.
Oh, man. This week in the Smith Family Popcorn Beer Garden.
Meet the star of short, chubby, hairy dude penises.
Season 5.
You thought they went downhill in Season 4 when they turned it around. Season 5. A fresh coat of paint on the dong.
All right. We talked about it already. Kraken season came to an end. Dallas was just better.
They were, especially in that last game. They suffocated our offense.
Head and shoulders. I mean, look, the bottom line is this. Like, their checking line just wouldn't allow us to even hold the puck in their end.
Right.
And then they put out that first line, and it was like, literally, I said to my buddy, I was like, oh, Christ, that's their first line.
Yeah.
And it seemed like within a minute, they scored a goal.
I honestly felt if we could have scored one goal before they did, it could have potentially, yeah. I mean, I know, you know, it would have, could have, should have, but like the way Grubby was playing.
He was playing out of his mind.
Unbelievable. He played so well. If we would have scored a goal, I feel like that would have sucked the life out of that entire arena and that entire bench that's been buzzing. And all of a sudden we're up 1-0. And I feel like then the energy picks up. But obviously that's not what happened. Still though, 17 seconds left. They score. It's 2-1. I'm like, I'm back in. Wait a second.
I'm with you.
Right. Nine seconds left in the zone.
If they had scored that second goal, I would have lost it.
I looked at Sid. I'm like, if they score, they're the team of destiny. They're winning the cup.
All right. Here's another question.
Yeah.
On that first goal, how was that? Or not the first goal.
The offsides one.
How was that not icing?
That's what I mean. The icing one. Because their player was close enough to the puck for them to wave off the icing. It's like, I know, dude. My first thought was, that's bull crap. But it was bull crap because they scored. Because typically that would be waved off. It wasn't a bad call by the officials. But it just sucks because our players just seem like they stopped trying. And that guy just kind of walked in on Grubauer.
Yeah, I mean, literally, again, now that I'm a hockey guy, I was like, that's icing. And then I was like, no, Christ, a goal.
I miss the old days where you had to actually get over the line and touch the puck before the other player, but it got dangerous because then both players are flying
down there.
And then you're getting injuries because they're flying into the boards. I understand why they've changed that for the betterment of the players, but yeah, that was a dagger.
Yeah.
That sucked.
I was just like, ugh.
Yeah, and it was a bummer because, Oleksiak played phenomenal both rounds, but that one costly error, man, is what you remember. And it's like, oh, man, dude, you coughed that puck up the first goal. That was a rough one.
Yeah, he's got to control that. But also, I think it's a good reminder, too. It's like professionals on any level. Like football, it's kind of easy. You see it, you could just tell when a guy drops a pass, he drops a pass.
Yeah.
You're like, how could he do it? But it happens. But it's like funny with especially with hockey, or you see it with soccer, too. It's like, yeah, man, I mean, he should have controlled that puck, but it's also a bouncing puck on ice. It's still hard. It still happens to professionals.
Right. He's on ice. No one's perfect. It's like when someone throws an interception in football, I can't believe he did that. Well, I'm sure he can't either, but he's a human being. Over hockey, goalie gives up a bad goal. It's like, there's also a lot of bad plays that led to that bad goal, but he's not perfect. Otherwise, they would have no goals ever scored.
Yeah, you see it in soccer sometimes. They'll just whiff. And it's well, that's still a ball coming in with pace that's bouncing around. It's like, you're just used to professionals converting it.
It was in game 6 when Grubauer gave that one goal up. The announcer kept going. It looked like he was really dead set on them taking a shot. But then when they passed, he kind of got caught up on that. I'm like, he still had to go from one side to the other. Even if he was expecting that, there's a very good chance that was going in no matter what. I thought that was such a weird thing to harp on about Grubauer. He's like, oh yeah, he really got frozen because he thought he was going to shoot it. I'm like, yeah, because he's supposed to play the shot.
Hockey. Is there a gentleman's agreement that you just don't fight in game 7s?
No. I think nobody wants to get the extra penalty for being an instigator.
All right.
You know what I mean? If you start a fight, there's a good chance that maybe you get an instigator penalty on top of the fighting. So next thing you know, nobody wants to be the reason why their team gave up a power play goal.
All right. I was thinking about that when he got into the third period, I was like, maybe it's just poor form to get into a fight this late in a game 7. It's like whoever wins doesn't want to have somebody not available.
Yeah. I think it's more just also you don't want to try and start a fight and then get dinged for starting the fight.
All right.
Yeah. And also, and you also notice the refs, unless you straight up murder somebody, they ain't blowing the whistle.
Was there even a penalty after the first period?
I don't think that the Kraken had another power play after that first period. I don't even think the Stars did either. Maybe they had one in the second.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, because that game flew by.
Yeah. There was and all the penalties were blatant penalties. Nobody was going to I don't think a fan on either side would be like, that's a bull crap call.
Yeah. Well, it's always tough when a dude's that close to the boards.
Yeah.
And you have full extension. Right? It's like, it's not boarding. That's definitely a cross check. Or it's not a cross check. It's definitely it's something.
Yeah.
It just looks bad. Full extension.
Did you take his lunch too while you were at it?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. But I'm excited to do next season. You got all, I mean, You bring back the same core roster, maybe make a couple of acquisitions, some guys that can win some faceoffs. That'd be nice. Burakovsky's back from his injury. You got Shane Wright. Riker Evans is like a stud on defense that's killing it in the minors.
All right.
Shane Wright hopefully will be ready to go for the pros. And then there's another kid, Furkus, that he needs to put some more weight on him. But he's supposed to be he's kind of like a Yanni Gourde type player. Like, you have a good young nucleus that this team could be a powerhouse for years to come.
They could. I just don't think the last couple drafts have had like a Connor McDavid sitting there.
No, this draft does, though.
Right.
It says I was a Connor Bedard. You have to be named Connor.
Is that what it is?
I think, you have to be named. And the Blackhawks are going to pick him.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks. But I almost kind of wish that they would go for like an Austin Matthews kind of guy. Like, I think he's available maybe in free agency. Or I know he's interested in leaving Toronto because
he wants to win something.
He wants to go further than the second round. But man, that would be cool to get like one star player. I know this is a team that has been priding themselves on being everybody's kind of like contributing, which you can still do with one star player.
And Beniers will be there.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people are saying Beniers needs to put on a couple pounds.
All right.
Just because you started to notice it, especially against Dallas, like, and even a little bit with Colorado, like he was getting bounced around a little bit more than like I think we saw during the regular season because people are playing a little bit more aggressive.
Yeah.
And that's not a problem. I don't think he's going to have a problem putting on an extra 10 pounds.
Right.
I mean, they got all the dietitians and nutritionists. And if you're a professional athlete making millions of dollars, there's no excuse why you can or can't put on weight.
Yeah. I mean, some people maybe just don't have the frame for it.
Yeah.
Only because I know people that have struggled. Like, it's funny. People always think of weight loss. Right, but it's like some people really struggle to put weight on.
It's hard.
Yeah,
it's hard. And someone when I did that bulking thing, it was like to do it clean, like yeah, I mean you can go put on a bunch of calories, then you have like bad fat in you.
Yeah,
but like to do it the clean way, that way it's not like you know you're gaining weight in the right way. I guess I don't know how else to describe it. That's hard.
Yeah,
you have to eat a crap ton.
Yeah.
But I was saying like when you are a pro athlete and you can have like you know all of your meals taken care of it, like you have the best nutritionist in the world helping you. It's a lot easier than you and I trying to do it the right way.
Dude, my buddy used to work at corporate Under Armour back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. They had like trainers and a gym there. And then when you went to eat, like they would like have like specific meal plans made for, like you didn't have to, but if you wanted to, you could just be like, yeah, can the nutritionist help me out? And they'd be like, sure. So like an athlete, like when you would get to lunch, you'd be like, oh, all right, you're on this meal plan. Here you go.
You go to the A section.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, right? Like, obviously, like...
Wow.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Oh, that'd be sick. I mean, when you look at, the Hollywood people and stuff, what's his name? Rob McElhenney or whatever?
Oh, from
It's Always Sunny. Remember, yeah. He put on all that weight?
Yeah.
He has my favorite quote, because now he's, like, all shredded again, and he was, like... His quote was, like, it's super simple, dude. Just take 7 months, work out, like, 3 times a day, make sure you have professional nutritionist, a professional chef, professional trainers. And he's like, yeah, it was pretty easy to lose all the weight. And I was like, that's a great quote.
Yeah, man. Anyone can do it.
Right.
He was just try hard enough.
Yeah. Like, I had all this help.
Anything else in the world of sports? I know we got to get running.
Yeah, Mariners. Kind of cruising along around 500.
Yeah, Luis Castillo, man. Got to find that fastball again. I love that guy.
Sounders got a win over the weekend. I talk a lot about Arsenal, so I'd be remiss if I didn't mention. Yeah, they crapped the bed. They're going to come in second. They lost again this weekend.
Oh, no.
Unbelievable.
Jeez, man.
Led the league all year, and then the last month of the season just handed over to Man City.
Wow. How would they lose by?
I mean, the season's not over yet, but they're down. What are they down now? 4 or 5 points. Like, they'll still finish second.
What was the score in the last game, though?
I think it was 3-0.
Okay, so it wasn't even close.
Have you heard the new Arsenal joke?
No, I haven't heard any Arsenal jokes.
Start out on top, finish second. Somebody was like, what's your favorite sexual position? He's like, oh, I'm like Arsenal, mate. Start out on top, finish second. It's like, God, you son of a bitch, that's funny. Which also rings true. Yeah, so just getting it out there.
Yep.
You know, if anybody listens to this podcast, if you're a Manchester City fan, you're a bandwagon jumper, but you know, enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then just remind us like 6 months from now that Ted said that because I won't remember.
Yeah. And then, if you're a Tottenham fan, go F yourself.
Yeah. We don't want any of them. And if you don't like Bowie, you ain't down with us.
Oh,
stop listening to this podcast.
Yeah, we will not stand for Bowie slander. Yep. Also, shocking news. They canceled the F1 race this week.
In Vegas?
No. That's not till November.
I was like, what?
No, they're in Italy, but there's massive flooding in northern Italy. So imagine if like the NFL was just like, weather's terrible. We're canceling a whole week.
Wow.
Right? Because there's, you know what I mean? That's one race. There's 23 of them a year. And like they canceled one.
So is it that the conditions would just be, is it flooding where the racetrack is? Oh, no.
It's like the racetrack's underwater. The paddock's underwater.
Hydroplane it now.
Like the paddock where like all the cars are and stuff. Under feet of water.
Play the conditions that are given to you, man. Could you imagine?
Somebody's going to drown if they try to drive, Steve.
If you want it bad enough, you'll win.
Those cars are so light, I bet they just float.
That'd be pretty funny.
Because they're basically just fiberglass and tires.
They pull out oars, and they're just like trying to, they treat it like it's a canoe.
Oh.
The world's slowest F1 race, kind of like the world's shortest podcast with the most commercials.
If they had to row F1 cars, like Max would be out and Daniel Ricciardo would be racing for Red Bull. He's just physically bigger and stronger.
He's like, screw it.
That's right. Like, Daniel, get in there and start rowing.
Oh, man. That's so great.
Yeah.
We'll open it back, a couple weeks?
Are we not doing next week?
Oh, no. I was talking about F1.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I'm back next week.
All right. Yeah, I'll be here.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Check out season 5 on Netflix.
That's right. What is it called again? Short, chubby, hairy dude penises?
Yeah. Short, chubby, hairy dude penises.
It's a hit, man. You got to look through all the sections. It's really, it's hard to find on Netflix.
See, the worry now is what either Mike or Taryn is going to capture part of this and be like, listen this week on the Megacast when they talk about short, chubby, hairy dude penis. Like I'm saying, right, Mike, Taryn, do not put that out there.
Or do. And now get us more listeners.
Season 5.
We got a whole new audience, man.
Yeah. We're huge in Cuba.
Megacast, micro dong.
All right.
All right. We got to go.
Yeah, but see ya.